You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. The time is 9:59. Coming up at 10:15 on Flashpoints, former FBI agent Colleen Rowley joins host Dennis Bernstein to analyze the latest developments in the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of email. At 11 on stage and studio, host Demay Roberts talks with Walter Jaffe and Paul King, founders of White Bird Dance, about the upcoming performances by Reggie Wilson and the Fist and Heel Performance Group coming to Portland. And at 11:30, it's Art Focus with Andre Middleton. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia with host Chris Andre following this.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Chuck Collins, speaking Tuesday, November 15th, 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church, Elliott Chapel in Portland. Chuck Collins is the author of Born on Third Base. A one percenter makes the case for tackling inequality, bringing wealth home, and committing to the common good. He'll be talking about the people's movement of disadvantaged communities and communities of color's need to engage with the 1% community and the 1%'s need to step up and get involved. Again, that's Chuck Collins speaking Tuesday, November 15th at 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church, Elliott Chapel, at 1211 Southwest Main Street here in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Hi, this is Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, congratulating Kathleen Stevenson on her retirement after nearly 30 years as KBOO's AM News and Public Affairs Director. Kathleen started at KBOO as a volunteer in 1985 and joined the staff just a few years later. During her decades at KBOO, she greatly expanded KBOO's literary and cultural programming. Kathleen, it's been such an honor and pleasure to work alongside you. Congratulations, and thank you for all that you've done for KBOO and for all of us in independent media.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Dia de los Muertos PDX 2016, Wednesday, November 2nd, from noon to 11 p.m. at Audio Cinema in Portland. This annual celebration of the Day of the Dead honors our loved ones who have passed. There will be altars, music, face painting, food, drinks, and more. Again, that's Dia de los Muertos PDX 2016, Wednesday, November 2nd, from noon to 11 p.m. at Audio Cinema, 226 Southeast Madison Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, November 1st, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM on the air, kboo.fm on the web. Today's guest is a county judge, that would be, of course, Harney County, Stephen Grasty, having survived trumped up recall election this year, and of course the occupation of the Malheur Bird Refuge by a bunch of dirty birds. He's alive and well, and carrying out all of the responsibilities and duties of a county judge. Stephen Grasty will be joining us in just a few moments. We've got just a couple of bits of business to get through. Once again, this can only be called advocacy radio in the truest sense, something that KBOO was known for many, many years. I do want to just put out a brief little news bit here regarding the Trans-Pacific Partnership and some of our trusted, that's the key word, trusted elected representatives. In this case, it would be Earl Blumenauer. a bike riding man, if ever there was one, who apparently has not had time in his busy schedule to read the actual text of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because had he read it, he would have been appalled at the fact that the Trans-Pacific Partnership would provide all the tools needed by a corporation to destroy Oregon's environment, the best of it. I mean, Portland also, cities are environments as well, of course. But the all of the wild spaces, whatever is exploitable, will be exploited. Mining, they've got it. Drilling, oil, natural gas, whatever, trains, coal trains, whatever they want, they've got it. They can cut down the rest of the forests for the little school children. All of that. Convert the last of our forests into timber. The money will fly away on the wings of the morning. And the last, that money, any money realized, really isn't going to help school children. It's going out, it's going to corporate interests. You know that. I know that. And it's too bad that Representative Blumenauer doesn't know that. Apparently he doesn't. The legal apparatus for taking whatever is left of our natural resources, it's all there. This is makes eminent domainers look like pikers. So the number to call is 202, this is Washington, of course, 225-4811. Give him a shout. Give Old Blumenauer a call and maybe bring him up to date on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Weather for our bioregion today, slight chance of showers, although a little bit overcast, highs around 58 for tonight, temperatures around 51, breezy 6 to 8 miles per hour, and for tomorrow again, about the same bit chances of rain out of an overcast sky, highs near 62. And we've got an east-southeast at about 10 miles per hour tomorrow night. In comes the rain, and we've got a low around 52. Gusty wind, 9 to 13, could get up to about 20 miles per hour out at the farm. I guarantee it'll be about that. And you know what? The opposite of suicide is farming, because you love life so much that it hurts. In all its windy, rainy, blustery, muddy glory. And that said, we have right now on the line is Harney County Judge Stephen Grasty, a true survivor. I'm delighted and honored to welcome you to the KBOO airwaves and to Air Cascadia this morning. Judge Grasty, thanks for being with us today.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's been a busy year for you.
It has been.
The recall, I suppose, was certainly a bit of a taste of the mood around in some quarters. We've got a lot of strange patriotic oath keepers, promise keepers, patriots still lurking about. The verdict on Malheur and the occupiers they were indeed the least magnificent seven ever to ride off into the sunset. My first question, of course, is that verdict. It seemed odd, but then the charges were odd. Could you, with your opinion, why do you think that particular the charges of making it impossible for federal employees, workers, to do their jobs at the Malheur Bird Refuge?
So I think your use of the word odd is appropriate on both of these, both the charges and the verdict. But there's an awful lot of Monday morning quarterbacking going on about what was right, what should have been done, what was the outcome. And, but at the end of the day, I'm the tiniest part of America's judicial system, but part of it. And I have to uphold the process we went through, and we got an outcome, and we go ahead. And your analogy about riding off into the sunset, at least a couple of them are riding off to Nevada.
Well, possibly riding straight into the hands of the law. Once again, Malheur County survived this, came out with flying colors. What changes do you see in your neck of the woods?
So, first off, let me be clear. It's Harney County. It's yes. The Malheur Wildlife Refuge, but here in Harney County, I see kind of watch things the next morning after the verdict around town, and went around and observed and just quietly listened to what was going on. And the one theme that I heard over and over is people are sick of this. They want it to go away, and we want to just move ahead with life. And it's a pretty common theme here. You know, whether you're at church or the movie theater or the grocery store or the football game on Friday night, I don't hear us focused on the events of this year and all the way up and through the verdict. I hear us doing the things that a community does together. And I think we're moving there. I think there's some real nervousness, appropriately so, on a part of federal employees about what can happen legally at their place of work and whether they're safe going to work. And I think we'll have to help them deal down through that. And as a community, I think we're going to work together and figure that all out.
It seems like you've got some really terrific people there. The underlying character of the place is unchanged. It seems though that across the West there is increasing the constitutional sheriffs movement, Pacific Patriots. I could go Oath Keepers. The people who believe that they are better qualified to handle the environment and certainly other parts of the West, but on the specific topic of the environment of the rangelands, mountains, wildlands, public lands, that they should be the ones to make decisions on how these lands are to be used and to be dispensed with. Public lands should be handled locally. I'm trying to formulate this question. What I worry about is that some of Oregon's, Washington's, and Northern California's most beautiful places might somehow fall victim to this movement, and people who don't know a lot about habitat, environment, don't believe in climate change, that sort of thing, and believe that, in fact, God did give them this land and they could do whatever they should be able to build roads, or what the occupier said was that they were going to work the land, I believe. My concern is, and I my question for you is, what evidence of these interests do you see, or if any?
So let me respond to that, but I want to say one thing about patriots. The folks that showed up out here with their guns and intimidated folks in this community and at the refuge, those aren't patriots. My dad was at Pearl Harbor. He's a patriot.
But that's what they call themselves. I use the term very specifically in that there is one of these groups has adopted the word patriot, co-opted it, is using it to, in a sense, mislead people.
Yeah.
It seems.
So, but your public lands question, I want to encourage you and your listeners to one thing. There's a huge division that everybody needs to be aware of. There are some really strong voices, and there may not be many in my mind, but they're loud, saying return the public lands to somebody. I don't know who the somebody is. I'm not supportive of it at county government. If you really said rightfully, whose is it? I would argue more strongly about the Burns Paiute tribe than than many other groups. But as you think down through this, there is a whole bunch of people here that know as much or more about the environmentalist as any or about the environment as any scientist that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend, a lady that's into her 80s, and she will get off her swather and pick up a little critter and pack it clear over to the edge of the field and let it go. And she knows where the sage grouse are in the winter, and I defy you to find a biologist who knows where they're at.
Thank you so much. Just hang on. We're out of time, and that is a very beautiful note to end the conversation on. I can't thank you enough for joining us today on short notice. We really do need to hear voices of sanity and understanding coming from places outside of Portland. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. My guest, of course, has been Harney County Judge Stephen Grosty. This has been our Cascadia for Tuesday, November 1st, 2016. Engineering for us today, Janet Anderson. Dirk is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein. This is your daily investigative news magazine. Well, the FBI director stepped forward and opened up Pandora's box. In fact, opened up Hillary Clinton's investigation and said, once again, the FBI has found thousands of new